chains on me. For the fame and all the chains on me. R.I.P. the rich homie. Do you lick the nail on your dick? My bitch, she slim and fit. I've been juggling since the jit. A nigga hit the plug with the counterfeit. They be tryna go pop, nigga just drop. Bitch wanna lick my wrist. Turn on the stove, I'm back in the kitchen, I'm whipping the brick. I got a dope like fresh out the pen. Yeah, nigga dug it, Uncle Sam. I was broke like cooking Spam. Now I'm rich, I whip the lamb. I had to wake him up, just like a little bit of coffee. Getting this chicken and salty. Brush the haters off me. I ran on the bands, patty the lamb, they ain't no shit on me. The rich here, Robbie, homie. With a ransom, never lonely. I did this show for the crypto. Pipe up, not a bitch, she do the most. I put Chanel on my hoe. I bought rollers for the bros. Yeah. White toes for a feet. Had to wake them up, they was sleep.
But there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
jungle. She is the jungle.
So take it like a taker.
We had some river sounds for today's show.
Yeah, you're right.
I think some bird noises and river sounds. We're gonna take the audience to the forest.
All right, let's.
Maybe enchanted forest sounds.
Okay. How many hours?
I think three should be okay.
Okay.
3 hours is enough to get to know a person. It's enough to get enough time to get to know a forest too, probably.
3 hours. Enchanted forest.
Soundscape.
Soundscape. Okay, Enchanted Lands Volume 3, ambient fantasy music. Okay, no, we're not going that.
No.
3 hours of magical forest music and ambiance. No. We don't want...
Maybe sounds? Enchanted
sounds,
forest sounds?
Sounds instead of soundscape.
Yeah, yeah. But I am kind of scared that they're just going to...
Okay, here we go. 3 hours of nature sounds, sleep meditation, quote, okay. Windy enchanted forest...
Okay.
No music.
No music.
And this comes from The Honest Guys Meditations Relaxation. So
mm-hmm.
I
good.
Think this might be
we're gonna bring the Banya to the people here.
Yeah, yeah. Just a second here.
Oh yeah. I'm feeling relaxed now. It feels like I just sat down for the first time in my life.
All right.
There. Now this is a show. Now this is an enchanted forest. Today we're talking dark spells, dark magic, and curses.
So let's get into it.
Well, unfortunately, somebody must have put a curse on our favorite women's volleyball team, the McMaster Marauders.
Cause oh, goodness.
I hate to report...
It is with a heavy heart.
It is with a heavy heart that we... We should have waited till the music dropped, so yeah, we could have
yeah,
announced
yeah.
it like Prince Charles dying
yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah,
BBC.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right to the drop. The Marauders lost. Drop. Unfortunately.
It's not funny, though.
This is no laughing matter. I don't know where I get off laughing like this. I'm laughing because I don't know how else to cope.
Yeah.
And we also missed watching the game because...
Yeah, I read the poster as mm-hmm. A 7 p.m. start time when really it was a 1 p.m. start time. So we were going to go over to the campus pub and enjoy a $15 pound of wings. But that didn't happen. The doors were locked when we
mm-hmm.
showed up.
Nuh-uh.
And then we found out that they lost in the fifth set. 17-15, tragically.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
I was debating on, do we even bother saying anything?
Well, we do have to report on...
Yeah. You are right. On worldly happenings.
Yeah.
World events. Well, I just wanted to give a special shout out to number one, number four, number five, number 18. Hell, the whole team.
The whole team.
The whole team. You ladies did great. You got so far, tried so hard, and got so far. And in the end, it mattered.
Big smiles, ladies.
Big smiles.
Big smiles.
Big smiles.
No reason to not smile.
Of course, every day is a blessing.
Yeah.
Every day. There's something, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And we learned that we're going to double check our numbers.
Wait, run the numbers.
Run the Jamie, run the numbers. Pull that up real quick. Run the numbers. Yeah. Should we mention that? Yeah, you're also tuned into 93.3 CFMU Campus and Community Radio Adult Daycare Live, 4:30 to 5:30 every Saturday, Studio A.
Yeah, you can. We never say this, but you can also listen online on CFMU.ca.
That's the first time in the history of the show that's been plugged. Yeah,
yeah.
We plugged the Patreon many a times, but
well, that's where you get our real thoughts.
Yeah, unfiltered.
Yeah,
40 seconds of hate.
Uncensored.
no barriers.
Uncensored hate.
Uncensored. I don't know if we can say that. We don't
say
do
what
that.
We want.
I guess. Yeah, you know. You're right. Speaking of saying what we want, should we talk terminology, guys?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, well, let's see if my phone decides to work. Here we go. We're talking craps terminology today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to start you off with the first term I've got here. It's called an ace. It's when a die shows a value.
Wait,
of one.
You weren't going to let me.
Okay. Oh, right. I forgot how we were doing this. I'm sorry. I'm moving a little wossy today.
Yeah.
So, what do you think a proposition bet is?
Actually, I don't want to guess this week. I think this should just be a monologue.
Okay. Then I'm actually, there are a lot of good terminology names here.
Okay.
Like, I actually kind of like them more than the terminology from the horse betting.
Is there anything better than allowance?
Actually, yeah. There's a terminology called...
Hey, what about blanket finish?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Proceed.
Little Joe. That... the noun, a cast of four in craps. Little Joe, slang for a pair of twos.
Wow. I only know Snake Eyes.
A single...
Snake Eyes is a good one.
Snake Eyes is a good one. Well, I love. Yeah, telling somebody after they have a strike of bad luck, you just rolled Snake Eyes, pal. That's what you got to tell them.
Snake Eyes.
There's also a single roll bet for a little Phoebe, slang for rolling a five. Little Joe, pair of twos. Little Phoebe, rolling a five.
I wonder how deep in the crabs you have to be to know this terminology yet. Like, at what point, like,
if you live in New York, they teach you this in school. There's a class on this.
So, like, how many hours into craps playing
depends how good you want to get.
Is it like the 10,000 hour rule?
It's probably the 20 hour rule, where after 20 hours you basically know what you're doing.
You've learned a new language.
You've learned a new language in 20 hours.
It's a beautiful language.
Craps is a beautiful language. Gambling, it's an art form.
It's one of the romantic languages.
It's yeah. Like placing your significant other's ring on the table. Nothing more romantic than that, if you think about it. A little thrill. It's a roller coaster for the relationship, and it's a good one at that.
Yeah.
So the next term we've got here, boys. Boys, the dealers, break-in. Boys, a slang term for the dealers, boxman, casino employee at the craps table. So this isn't really street craps terminology. I think it's a little bit of a mix.
Well, isn't craps and dice? Those are two different games.
They're quite similar though.
Yeah.
Well, just shooting dice.
Right.
Like, because in street craps, which is dice.
Right.
Come out, roll, crap out. Crap out's one.
Crap out.
We've got high low.
I've heard that.
The high low is a bet that is made on a roll of 2 or 12.
Wow, okay.
Pass line. In the game of craps, the pass line bet is the most popular and easiest wager to understand. You place this bet before the come out roll. Wait, a pass line. If you place a bet on the pass line, the first roll of the dice, known as the come out roll, is a 7 or 11, you win. If a 2 or 3 or 12 is played, you lose.
Okay.
So this
like
is just
2-1 odds.
This is just a really good way
to win money,
to swindle people out of money. Well, if you're a smart player, you'll use loaded dice,
right?
Yeah. And you'll keep making the same bets.
Yeah.
You'll keep working the new. You're not going to stay at the same block. You're going to be moving around a lot.
Yeah, you have to be mobile if you have loaded die.
If you've got to be quick on those feet.
Yeah.
You've got to. You gotta know how to run. You gotta know when to run. That's a problem I have. I don't know when to run.
No.
In fact, I don't know anything. So
you don't know your constitutional rights. You can't run a mile. You can't run half a mile. Well, maybe you could.
I could. At all the wrong times. Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's all right though. We're learning. Learning how to use my feet.
Yeah.
Can run 2 miles. Running tomorrow.
There you go.
If it's not raining. I didn't run today. I watched.
Who cares if it's raining?
Me.
Come on.
I watched Hot Rod today. Great movie with Andy Samberg. Forgot how good it was.
He's really funny, Andy Samberg.
Well, that movie especially.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Hot Rod? No, I haven't seen
Hot Rod. It is a gem of a movie.
Okay.
That'll be
my homework for this week.
I think it's everybody's homework for this week. There's one character named Rico, and this one character named David. Some of the greatest side characters ever.
Yeah.
They don't really add all that much to the plot line at all.
But they're great.
But they're really they're sort of what you come for,
right?
And I just thought it was a feel good story, overall. Yeah. Okay, back to the Miami Vice music.
Yeah, I like the song a lot.
That's good. Run it back double time. Should we use let's see, what else can we review here? Feels like I'm in a house party in Romania. I'm in a club in Romania right now.
Oh wow, all the PSAs are really out of date. I think station manager Jamie sent an email with the current events.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What's been going on? Well, Carney got sworn in, as we know. He's looking great, looking sharp.
Looking sharp as ever. Got a twinkle in his eye.
Oh, you saw that? Thought I was the only one.
All right, what do we got? Okay, what's the date? March 15th?
Oh, yeah.
There's a series at the Westdale Theater called Riverboat Revisited, and a Grammy-nominated Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductee and singer-songwriter, if you can believe it.
Wait, they sing and write songs? I can't believe that.
This is news to me.
I'm Colin Bull. I'm Colin Bull.
Dan Hill, he'll be at the Westdale tonight, so... That's at 7:30. Actually, there are a lot of events this evening. Oh, wow. Okay, what? No, there's a lot going
on. Should we report on the dance battle?
We might need to extend into the Switch's...
Switch's time frame.
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover here.
We're going to cover every event ever.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the invention of the wheel, and we are not going to stop until we get to everything that's happened up till now.
It's crazy what's happening.
Always something happening.
All right. Get a load of this. And I'm gonna put this song on repeat, because I don't want to hear anything else.
No. Well, this and the river noises, I don't really think anybody else wants to hear anything else.
Salsa C, Saturdays by Salsa Soul.
What, is this a salsa dance event?
Enjoy salsa lessons in a Latin dance party with some fantastic DJs over at Main Stage. I don't know where Main Stage is. Entrance is $20 for the party, and $25 for the lesson and the party. Make sure you bring cash. Don't know what they mean by that.
They're gonna rob you?
Shooting craps?
They might be shooting craps.
Big stack of ones.
Big stack of ones. They've got a. They're shooting it against the wall.
They've got four walls there.
They've got an open bottle of Old English that's warm. It's really warm because it's been in the sun all day.
Bordering on hot
with half a paper bag covering it, but it's not fooling anybody.
No.
Paper and they're also doing tango lessons.
Yeah. So this place, it's a rehearsal studio, Main Stage, and it appears to be on Main Street between Wellington and Sherman. It's so it's a bit of a hike for those in the West End. We're switching it up. Okay, so that's that. That's at 7:30. You're gonna like this one, I think.
If you stop
scrolling on your phone.
Sorry, I'm addicted.
Sons of Sabbath, celebrating the music of Black Sabbath.
Oh, you know me. I do War Pigs. If there are any War Pigs fans out there, I think this is the event for you.
Yeah,
you'll find me there tonight.
Yeah, it's at 7:30, so lots going on at 7:30 this evening. It's at First Ontario Concert Hall.
It's so hard to choose. I wish I could do it all.
Sons of Sabbath, the most authentic Ozzy Osbourne / Black Sabbath tribute in North America. Their meticulous attention to detail, from physical likeness to vocals, costumes,
and the guy playing guitar chopped off his finger.
And gestures. Yeah.
And gestures.
Tommy Iommi or whatever.
Tony Iommi. Tommy Iommi. Come on, dude.
Okay.
They're also doing a lot of drugs like Ozzy Osbourne.
Obviously.
They're all geeked off their minds.
Obviously, dude.
That's how authentic they are. They also bit off a bat's head.
Yeah.
on the show and had to get Randy's shot on stage.
Every night.
They also swallowed a bee while driving a motorcycle on a highway. That's 70 miles per hour. I read an Ozzy Osbourne book when I was younger. It was called Paging Dr. Ozzy or something, and it was like a bunch of people sending in questions. It's a great book. I love
that. Maybe we should
do
a book club next week.
I thought we'd do a book club every week. We're always talking books on this show.
Yeah. On Monday, you get a load of this. Ogre. It's a Brat / Shrek themed St. Paddy's Day party.
Wait a minute.
At Ooey Gooey's.
Where is that? When is this?
On Monday, St. Patrick's Day.
Do people not work anymore? What's going on?
Nobody works in this city.
Nobody works in this city. A bunch of slackers.
Nobody works.
Take back the meat. Seize the means of relaxation, people. Dress up like your favorite bratty ogre.
Yeah.
And go support the Irish.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's what they are to these people. Bratty ogres. I'm just kidding.
It's a comedy radio show.
This is satire.
But it's at a place called Ooey Gooey's, which I've never heard
I
of.
I feel like I may have seen it on Instagram.
It's like that lyric from...
Does it say where it... it's the lyric from what?
Can you guess?
Ooey Gooey. Oh, Drip Gooey. Yeah. Summer 20. We should play that. I wish there was a clean version of that. It's kind of hard.
Okay, Ooey Gooey's is... interesting. It's on... Oh. Oh, it's sort of on Hess.
That sounds like a good time.
It's between Hess and Queen.
What time is it at?
It's at 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
This looks like a... I need to see more pictures. This sort of looks like a bar. Everyone's just going to eat their... I want
Brat burger.
They're gonna have their deep fried pickles, and
that sounds really good right now.
Eat their Daddy Mac nachos, and
oh my god, they really dress have up. Those.
Yeah, they've also got white sauce, hot sauce, comma boss question mark nachos.
White sauce, hot sauce, comma boss nachos.
I could see you eating these. Ranch Against the Machine nachos.
I would, yeah. I could muck those. I want to give a really quick special shout out to Tracy's Hangover Fries. Just remembered about those. Those are insane. If you're ever going to sing karaoke at Tracy's, should buy the Hangover Fries.
Yeah. So it sort of looks like this place is a...
it's a pub.
It's a pub, and they've got sliders, I think.
Oh.
But they call them tasty little cheeseburgers. So I'm assuming that means sliders.
I couldn't possibly imagine that having any other meaning.
They have one called the Ooey Gooey.
What are they? What does that mean?
I don't
what
really, do they mean by I don't that? Think I can get into that on the air. It's,
oh. Alright, well, I guess we move on to promoting the next people.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, this is, that's not what the show is about.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's some other things going on here, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's a movie about broken social scene. That's playing at the Playhouse, which, probably interesting, but...
Well, it's not as good as getting an ooey gooey burger.
Not much is, brother.
Not much is.
Not much is.
Well, actually, a pound of wings and one PBR for $15 might be good, but...
It's in the same ballpark.
It's on the second base. That's second base. Have you ever gotten to second base like that?
Not, 1 pound not of to wings. My knowledge.
Me neither. Never have, never will.
Yeah.
Never have, never will.
Yeah.
What else do we have to cover? What's going on in the... I completely forget everything. No, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on tonight. Oh, and there's...
Oh, there's line dancing.
There's line dancing, too, at Collective Arts Brewery.
Collective Arts Brewery.
From 7 till 10 p.m.
So, really, 3 hours of line dancing?
Yeah, it's a marathon.
Sure is.
Got to bring your little towel you tuck into your back pocket, wipe the sweat off your face.
Yeah. You have to wear a bandana. Yeah. You have to have a paisley bandana in your pocket.
Yeah, sweatbands on your wrists.
Ankle weights on your boots.
Weighted vest. Wait. 25 pounds.
A backpack with bricks in it. While you line dance. Because do you want to line dance or do you want to line dance, you know?
So, yeah, that should be fun.
We had that one segment... Or remember that one time we were coming back from the car with dear friends of the show from Montreal... And we were reviewing Hinge profiles.
Oh, yeah, you want to bring that back?
And the guy was like, you guys should do this on the show. This
yeah, do you want to do that? That's fun.
I think it could be. Yeah. I don't know. You see, the only problem with this...
You are a professional.
I might get carried away.
I think that's okay. I think we've got 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours to film.
We've been off for the next time slot. By,
all right, so I'm going to read you
nice
off.
Very nice people at the Switch. We're not going to take it, though. They need to stay in that spot.
Well,
don't leave.
They need this
don't
hour.
Don't leave.
If they leave, I'm gonna crash out.
It's not gonna be good for anyone.
Well, would you guys mind if I crashed out? It's not gonna be good.
I'm agnostic on it, but I'm sure
agnostic?
They would mind.
I'm not agnostic. I know where I stand on this issue. I wouldn't be happy. All right, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go
sip some coffee while you.
Can you hear me?
If I take these headphones off, I don't think I'll be able to hear you.
I probably not. Well, I'll just start off. So, two truths and a lie from this person. I harbored a missing persons, smuggled my friend into a foreign country, I bullied a pickpocket in Paris into giving me my phone back. First off, sounds like this individual is a criminal. It should be locked up.
Is this evidence to be used in court?
I don't think they have the right to remain silent because they just let everybody know.
They lost the fifth.
They did not plead the fifth. They did not.
Revoked.
Ladies and gentlemen, this person did not plead the fifth. Then their next prompt is, what if I told you that I'm level 700 on the Solitaire app? Don't care.
That's not a real game.
That's not a game. Who's... Nice, dude. Have you ever tried picking up an actual deck of cards? So they're 21, 5'8".
What's this person's name? First name, last name, social insurance number?
I haven't gotten to the point where I've gotten their social insurance number.
I thought that was just right up front on Hinge.
They've got a funny name, though. It's Yummy. Or Yumi.
I think it's Am Yummy. I think it's Yummy.
It's Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got bugs in my tongue there. They have a dog. They're a Virgo. Sometimes they drink... They don't smoke cigarettes. They're not nicotine guys. They love weed.
Not on the dark stack.
They love marijuana.
Wow.
I'm going to have to scratch this, but we'll finish what we've got going here. The next prompt goes, I get myself out of a funk by shaving off my eyebrows.
That's healthy.
So you can only really get yourself out of a funk, what, once every 3 months? How fast do your eyebrows grow back?
grow back really quick.
Do they?
Maybe hers do.
Probably it's freak of nature.
If this is you, call in. I want to know about your eyebrows.
Call in. Now. We want answers here.
Yeah, where's the phone number? 905-528. Where is it?
Yeah.
Somewhere around
Jamie,
here.
Jamie, can you grab pull that up real quick?
905-528-9888. If this is you, call in immediately.
Please.
We have questions.
A lot of them. And then the best way to ask me out is by carrier pigeon and or owl. They think they're in Harry Potter. They think they're the main character. We're going to swipe. Ladies and gentlemen, we are swiping. No. Next. This one's fun. Okay.
So these are people that you...
I haven't even matched with these people.
Okay.
These are on the docket. These are in my fantasy football roster.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I want to bring them on the team. Okay, so...
Ay, caramba.
We're going to start off with the first... first prompt. My simple pleasures. Symmetrical eyeliner. Validation. Tarot pulse. Burrata salad. Let's just start off
I'm
with...
I'm lost.
I like where this is going.
Okay.
I'm seeing a wide variety here.
Okay.
This is fun. They're 25. They're 5'1". That's a bad height to be. That's not a height that really...
It's not a good sign.
That is not a good sign. Thing is, are they willing to do knee surgery in Turkey to get knee extension surgery to get taller? I don't know.
You're going to have to ask.
I'd rather
if you're listening, call in 905-528-9888. We'd love to know.
We'd love
to
know
if you get leg extensions
if we could fly you out to Turkey.
It's 5'1", that's not going to work. You got to get taller, you got to get shorter, 5'1".
I wish you were a little bit taller. I wish you were a baller. I wish... whatever they say after. So they're vaccinated, which is good, what with the measles pandemic going around.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a case in Pearson, apparently, in a flight that came back March break. So if you've been near Pearson, get away from me.
Yeah.
Don't come near me if you've been in by Pearson.
Bad place.
It's a terrible, awful people. they're a Leo. They drink sometimes. They don't smoke cigarettes. They smoke weed sometimes. Don't like that. I hate that.
Chop.
So their next prompt is, I know the best spot in town for it. Dancing until 3 a.m., finding cute accessories, or having a yummy treat. Okay. I'm sure you know the best spot in town for a yummy treat. Yeah.
There's no place better.
Mm-hmm. No, there wouldn't. There wouldn't be. This girl looks like she knows what she's talking about.
I wonder what she means by a yummy treat. Does she mean sweet treat?
Or does she mean...
A slider from Ooey Gooey.
A savory treat. A yummy treat, like a savory or sweet.
The Rage Against... Ranch Against the Machine nachos.
The Trace Lachis cake or the Ranch Against the Machine
or the
nachos.
White sauce, hot sauce, comma, boss, question mark.
That is...
For $16, good deal, nachos.
They don't even know what they're selling.
The white sauce, hot sauce, comma, boss, question mark, is shredded cheese, pickled turnips... White sauce, hot sauce, as the name would imply, falafel crumble, red onion, parsley.
That sounds good.
That actually does sound good. Maybe we should go to this Ogre Brat Shrek St. Patrick's Day extravaganza.
I'm not going to class.
On Monday.
I'm calling in.
Never
I'm,
do.
Exactly. I don't even know what
I'm not even enrolled.
I just walk in. Hand in an assignment.
You can just do that.
Yeah, people, if you want an education, it's really free.
Just walk in.
If you have the balls to do it, yeah. And then just do the homework and submit it and tell them. You're not in the system yet. You just transferred. You were over in Arkansas. You were at Arkansas State for and you transferred.
It's a great school. Don't know why you transferred from Arkansas State, but...
One of the best. I've been to a lot of schools in Arkansas State. By far the best.
Yeah. Love a good state school.
Well, now I'm thinking about those ooey gooey burgers and the Brat Ogre night.
Well, we are going to have Guinness pie after the show, so.
Yeah, what else? What else is there to do on a beautiful day like today?
It is beautiful.
Hope everybody's outside enjoying the day. Well, in other news, we haven't even mentioned the dance battle that's going on in MAC right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that some sort of breakdancing dance battle
going
on. Some
people have been possessed by spirits and are moving weird up there.
I don't like it. Yeah. We've locked the doors here at CFMU.
They've been pounding on the windows for the past hour, speaking in tongues. They claim it's a dance battle, but I think the spirits are a-buzzing.
They're having fun.
I think. We've yet to really know.
If you're not having fun, blink twice. Not three times, not twice.
What's three mean?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, shoot me.
Alright, is that the end of...
Yeah, unfortunately you were right. Actions have consequences, and yeah. I am certainly reaping the consequences of my actions.
Yeah. Cause and effect.
My brain's a little smooth today.
That's okay. We can
eat some ooey gooey burgers
later. Yeah.
I'd have to get two. Two ooey gooey burgers, please.
Alright, let's
imagine shocking them with your order.
By how would you shock them?
You just
speak in fluent scraps.
You just play them in street dice to win to get the meal. You swindle them out of their money with your loaded dice.
And now with the following collection of the Swizzy sound.
Let the padlock on the door be open. Well, damn it, just get on over here. This better be the best thing I ever felt. My days, it better be sunny. It better be nothing but all that I want. Now that I'm your baby, the things you promised me, now I want. Now that you got it, what you can do about it? Now that you got it, what you can do about it? I'm really your baby, then share with me your secrets and doubts. Queen of them all, I can have anyone, so what I want. Perfect, get it right, never wrong. So you gon' step it up, you gon' be gone. Not this, nothing is typical. No test, it's all gotta be official. Superhero,
yes, ma'am.
That always better be his response, or I don't give a dog a bone. Attention. Show me your skeletons, let's not play games. We can be closer than sharing last names. The award is a bit for hot, it could be yours. If you earn that medal, yep, you could be my boy.
What you can do about it, what you can do about it.
Project Viva coming up is I was crushing on 28. But then I fell in love with a 28-year-old. Both on 28. My little baby 28. Hey, 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 hey. I be out just telling, yeah, yeah.
Bad thing I recruited. My passion is a movie. I say fuck her cause I screwed her. I stay on Miley Cyrus. Everywhere I go I'm screwed up. I know my Texas got my back and that's for sure though. Sippin' on Instapain like Stanley Payne. We ain't never gon' get this life up. I know them boys say they gettin' to the money over there. Baby trust me, these niggas not like us. I put charisma in my lingo when she fell for me. I gave her realness and that's all she gon' get from me. On the five superstar, I'm straight up out the hood. I just did a dose of Percocets with some strippers. I just poured this lean in my cup like it's liquor.
Support local independent media and get great deals with a Friends of CFMU card. Friends. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too.
The dictionary doesn't know the
Use the card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, and Dr. Disc. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool. We like to be with you.
Slow down, you crazy child.
Six to nine p.m. of Wednesday, the 12th of March. You guessed it, it's open mic at The Grind. The Grind once again teamed up to present the brightest and most talented people in our community, and they are actually you. If you'd like to be a talent, stop by at The Grind to sign up, which is located at the basement of Togo Salmon Hall, the Arts Quad. If you'd like to just come have a seat, get a little drink or coffee,